Have you ever considered that you have a content personality? Huh. My guess says you do. Hey there, welcome. You are listening to Love People and Make Money. My name is Kelly McCauzy. I'm your host. So I'm recording this intro in early September. So I am a couple of years away from my podcasting anniversary. I'm thinking about what do I want to do to celebrate. I started my internet radio show in November of 2003. So going on 16 years. What? Podcasting was invented the following summer, so technically it's my radio anniversary in a couple of months. If you had been publishing a radio show for 16 years, what would you do to celebrate it? I'd love to hear your ideas. 16 years of talking with awesome people like my guest I have on here today. I get to meet the coolest people and chat and ask them anything I want. It's the best gig ever. So, I say that's the best gig ever, but then I think about, well, nah, the best gig is hosting live events. That's the best gig ever. Then I think, nah, hosting retreats at the beach. That is surely the best gig ever. And then I think, maybe that is. I love what I do. I feel like I just get to go from great gig to gig doing what I want. Loving people and making money. All right. Enough wallowing in the joys of my business. Let's get to know what my guest is up to. Hey, everybody, you're back with Kelly. I am joined now by my guest, M. Shannon Hernandez. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Kelly. Thanks so much for having me.
I am super excited to be talking with you today. So we have a lot in common. You teach on content marketing. Mm-hmm. And I love content marketing.
We are a special beast of people who love it.
Yes. Yes. I understand there are people out there who say, I'm in business and I hate content marketing. And I'm like, I feel like a puppy that just goes, huh?
Yeah.
Like, huh? How does that happen? I love creating content. I was just writing an email and talking about how our content connects with people when we're not there to virtually shake their hand. Like, wouldn't it be awesome if every person who found us through a face-to-face meet and greet? That's not how life works.
Yeah, I can't tell you the number of people just in the past 2 weeks, and this has been a different trend for my marketing, but they've reached out and they've said, hey, I watched a video you did with so-and-so, or I caught your Facebook Live through my friends, your friend with my friend. And it's been so gratifying because one, I put a lot of thought into the content I'm going to put out, as hopefully we all do and should be doing for a smart marketing strategy. But to see the emails come in and the Facebook messages and people reaching out and just saying, hey, I saw something and I want to have a conversation with you. And it's been so fun because I've been able to build some really cool relationships that way.
When you create content, when you sit down, is it conversational? Are you holding up the conversation just knowing that there's only one side of it for right now?
I think it depends on the kind of content. So we really varied up our content starting in April this year. We started sending, and I have never done this, but I wanted to try it. And of course, I'm somebody that teaches marketing with at least getting some data so you can make good decisions. So I said, okay, we're going to send an email at least twice a week. We had been doing once a week for years. And I really wrote what I would consider, some people would call them love notes, but they were really like a meme with a quote that could be shared, and the meme was me. So we really worked on branding me this year, mm-hmm. which has been huge for the brand. And then a quote, and then I did a story of how that quote came to be. And by a story, I mean 2 to 3 paragraphs.
Yeah.
Those went out on Tuesday and people loved them. They love them. They're still like, if I miss a Tuesday, which right now I'm promoting an event, so I've, you know, switched up the strategy, but they're like, when are the quotes coming back? So that's like a really personal one. And then I am a video and live in-person content personality. So that's my body of work known around the world. And that means I show up really well on video or live in person. So I have just buckled down and done like 2 Facebook Lives a week, made sure they were themed, had a great description, and people love them. They come and they watch them, and we run them again in the newsletter in case somebody missed them. And it's conversational, you know, it is like just you and I sitting here speaking with one another. And I love that. I love that is the brand that I've built, a community of conversation. That was always the goal.
So I'm jotting down questions as you talk. You say you're promoting an event. So I want to hear about that.
Yeah. I have my annual event coming up October 17 through 20 in New York City. It's called Time and Freedom Live. And this year, the theme is Profit from Your Platform. So I am teaching people the ins and outs of the profitability of hosting virtual and live events. And there's a lot of people telling people they need to go have events, but they're not telling them how to make the big loads of money from the events. And so that's the focus this year, and people will create their signature experience and really get a chance to map out their next event. So it's an experiential workshop over the course of 3.5 days. And we've also made it an experience because that's really what my brand is about. So we've hired a comedian and we're doing cocktail hour and an opening reception with a dinner. And then we have a tour of Central Park with a catered picnic one afternoon. And I'm sending people on a joyful marketing scavenger hunt one day around like a 3-block radius from where the event is, to kind of go out and with their phones, right? And like, let's get some good ideas for marketing. Like, marketing is all around, and what brings you joy? What's like, oh wow, that really caught my attention. Like, we can learn from that stuff if we pay attention to it.
That sounds really cool. I don't know if you know Connie Reagan Green.
No.
But one of her Las Vegas events, she sent her people out on a scavenger hunt and it was a hoot. So Time and Freedom Live, October 17th through the 20th. Very cool. I will make sure to include that link in the show notes so people can follow up on that. And you said you do that every year?
Yeah.
How long have you been hosting events?
Oh, a long time. And well, I've been in business 6 years. So the first year I was scared to host events. But I did host events to build my list. And back then it was before Zoom. So I just did teleseminars. Yeah. I didn't really want to be on video. Like I was shy, you know, I wasn't quite sure of myself, but the being behind a phone line was safe for me. And for the first 18 months of my business, I either had an interview like this where we, you know, invited people from the communities, or I just did a training topic. And it's really that consistency built me as an expert in the content marketing at the time. So those were what I would call virtual events, if you will. They were free. They were list builders. And then I broke into doing workshops in my Brooklyn apartment because I didn't know how to figure out like all the logistics of having an event. And I'm like, okay, you can cook, you're going to make lunch and you're going to invite people and we can hold 6 people. and because it was a small apartment. And that's what we're going to do. And I did that for a few months and I was really successful and people kept asking for more events. So then I said, okay, I can do this. Like I'm a former teacher. I'm used to being in front of a room and teaching. I have so much fun doing that. And so I ventured out and then I would rent a space. And eventually it just became, so I have events, all kinds of events all throughout the year. And then I have this annual event. And I hosted the first Time of Freedom Live in 2017. And this, Kelly, was where I realized I had a superpower. I didn't know it before then. And I didn't even know it then, except somebody had to tell me, right? But I had my first event. We rented a venue. People flew in from all over the country and Canada. And my goal was to sell 75 tickets, which seemed astronomical to me, like especially mm-hmm. as a first-time event. And there were so many moving pieces. Well, we sold 67 tickets and I walked away from that event after, you know, everything was paid and the follow-up, I made $140,000.
Nice.
And I was like, wow, I might be good at this. Like, it gave me a boost of confidence. So I've gone on to host, you know, it's nothing for me to host a Joy Money Matrix, which is a 2-day virtual event and make $20,000 a month. By teaching for 2 days, right? On Zoom. So I am so excited about this year's theme because there are a lot of people, you are probably one included. We love events. We love attending them. We love the connection. We love meeting new people. We love getting out of our houses. And there's a lot of people who are scared because they just don't know how to do it. And I'm going to really work hard to change that in my community this year.
That is so cool. I think we have a definite like soul sister thing going on here because, well, I've been in business for 17 years, but I only started hosting events 6 years ago. I only went to my first event in 2009. So for the first 7 years I was running my business, I never went to events, partly because I was broke. Lived in Northern Michigan. It wasn't easy to travel. And then even after I could do it, I was intimidated. I was scaring myself with the idea of coming out from behind the computer screen. But once I did, it was like, this is fun. I want to do more. Mm-hmm. So you're really seeking to raise up other people and encourage them to do events.
Yes. And make money from them.
I think that's fantastic.
My brand is all about being profitable, right? Mm-hmm. So how can we make sure we're priced for profit? How can our events bring us a profit? How can we, you know, money changes the world. And this is really, I'm writing a new book and it's called The Joyful Living Revolution. That's the working title. But it's all about my journey back to joy. Mm-hmm. And there's times that I've not been in joy and had lots of money. And there's times I've had no money and I've been in joy. And so I really found over the last couple of years, my joy is, and I'm going to make a case that if everyone knew what their highest lifestyle values were and they were living in those every day, that is where the joy comes from and money follows joy. And so this is, you know, yes, let's get people who want to host events, hosting events. It's going to be joyful for them and their guests. And let's make sure everyone's making money because money changes the world.
That is awesome. That is so awesome. Well, you know, my brand is love people and make money. Like mm-hmm. the mix of it is what's fabulous. Towards the end of last year, I felt a strong urge from God that I was to love other people as I'd been loved. Being loved unconditionally by awesome people who saw all my flaws and accepted me anyways, let me grow into someone I didn't know I could be. And so I want to love other people the same way. I want to look at people not the way I used to, which meant like seeing all their flaws and all the reasons why they couldn't do something. Mm-hmm. Seeing them how I see that myself and others now is I see their flaws, and I know that doesn't have anything to do with a doggone thing, mm-hmm. because we're growing creatures. My flaws and limits from 5 years ago, I'm just not the same person. Yeah. Nobody's the same person.
No. Well, I would hope not. Some people don't change and they kind of get left behind.
Right? Well, if they get stuck in a fixed mindset and I am who I am. That used to be something I would say, Shannon. If we go back like 15 years, I was really proud of my number one skill, which was judgment. I loved to judge. I hated it when people said, oh, I won't judge. I would just say, yeah, you will. You just don't want to admit it. I just admit it. I judge. But I had an epiphany that love of judgment was the very thing that made me miserable. Mm-hmm. Because the same way I would judge you, I would judge myself.
Yeah.
And I just realized that is living 100% in ego. And that's just no way to live. I just finally saw it for what it was and said, no, not that.
Mm-hmm. So was there an event that like brought it forward? Do you remember like a specific thing?
There was a clear epiphany for me. I went to a radical leadership retreat. Mm. I don't know if you know Therese Sparkins.
But I'd love an introduction.
Yes.
Because that sounds like something I need to be at.
You'd love her. Radical leadership is a 3-day retreat that serves entrepreneurs and corporate leaders. It's really about embracing personal leadership. It's not an event that I would have thought, oh, I'm going to go there and have an epiphany about self-love, but I did, because what they seek to do is they seek to peel apart ego and essence, like that creative, natural, joy-filled state. It gets ego, all the training and programming and dusty old crap from life collapses over essence, and people. I had trouble, I would want something from my heart, but then always make it hard work, mm-hmm. Do it right, get it right, make everybody happy, And so, that was the big moment of breakthrough for me. And that was in 2013.
Wow.
And, you'd love it. You'd love Therese.
I am going to put it on my list for 2020.
I want to ask you a couple of follow-up questions. So you said you're live streaming a couple of days a week and you are sending them out in emails. Are you repurposing them, like putting them on YouTube or uploading them to LinkedIn or doing anything like that?
That's a great question and I'm moving towards it. So sometimes in the past I had a regular, what I would call a show. It was called Thought Leaders Connect and it was a roundtable discussion once a month and we met on Zoom and then I repurposed it out to YouTube. But I had a shift in my brand and so that's sitting on YouTube. It's fine. It's doing whatever it's doing. Beginning in September, I am going to start a new show, a Facebook Live show, every Monday called Activate Your Joy Money Connection. Mm-hmm. And this encompasses like all the work I'm doing with joyful marketing. And I have a corporate training program called The Joyful Workplace, where we talk about the culture of joy and transforming that. Of course, Joy Money Matrix, which is one of my signature offerings that takes people through looking at their joy in terms of their money and aligning it all, and mm-hmm. then finding their marketing. So, and my book, The Joyful Living Revolution. So what I plan on doing for that is live stream it and then make a cover and put it on and start a YouTube channel. Yeah. And the corporate ones, I will definitely put over to LinkedIn for some content. And I'm excited. I just hired someone to rewrite my whole LinkedIn profile that could incorporate the whole umbrella of joy, which clearly that's what I'm about now. Like, it's not going anywhere. Yeah. And to really help me pull in, how can I reach the corporate people, but not lose the essence of all the work that I'm known for with entrepreneurs. So I just made that investment this week. And I'm really excited about it because it's been on my list to do since March. And clearly I ain't doing it because it's not done. And I just can't wait to see what she comes up with.
See, this is another really good reason I've got to connect you with Therese, because radical leadership walks that fine line between corporate, talking to corporate clients versus talking to entrepreneurial clients. It is, they speak different languages.
They do.
And your marketing has to adapt for that.
Yeah. I went to a women's leadership breakfast a few weeks ago. And the whole reason I went is it was corporate leaders. And all I did, the only thing I wanted to do at this thing, like I always go to a event with a goal, right? A mission, if you will. I wanted to sit in there and hear how they spoke and the number of acronyms they used. And, you know, I'm a teacher, so we use lots of acronyms in education, but not any that were over there. And I came home and I'm like, ooh, I'm glad I went just for that reason, to start like immersing myself into the culture so that I can talk to people about it in a way that they're going to understand, which is really what marketing is about in the end, right?
That is cool. I just joined Athena. Are you familiar with Athena International?
No.
I have been stomping my foot like a stubborn child the last year, wanting some networking in my local area, but not finding it, going to events and being frustrated by what it isn't. Mm-hmm. And I finally like recognized my childishness about it and decided to join Athena. Athena is corporate and entrepreneurial women. And it is what it is. And I think when I let go of my desire for what it might be and just embrace the awesomeness of being hang out with these women leaders, I've decided it's going to be awesome.
Yes. Is it a national organization?
Athena International is. It was actually born in mid-Michigan where I live. But the group Athena Win is here in Lansing.
Okay.
So I'm going to start to go to leadership breakfasts and
beautiful
and all that. Back in the old days, before I was an entrepreneur, I worked for an insurance company, and I used to go to a women's leadership luncheon with my boss. Mm-hmm. And I think it might have been Athena. I just can't remember for sure. So it feels kind of like a full circle.
Nice
moment.
You might see some people there you met a long time ago.
Yeah. I just crave connection and I'm in a place. We talked before we started recording a little bit about how life doesn't play by our intentions all the time, because we're just not the only human walking around on the earth with intentions.
Darn.
But a few years ago, I thought I was 1 year from snowbirding. I was going to start fleeing Michigan and being gone for like 4 months. Only my son got married and gave me a grandchild. So I'm a yes to being here for my grandchild, and grandchild number two is on the way. So I'm only snowbirding for like 5-6 weeks. I go down to Pensacola in February and early March and do beachpreneur stuff with Nicole. But I'm staying home more. And I crave connection. I'm a community person. So if I can't just like if I'm choosing not to fly all over the place for events like I did a couple years ago, then I've got to find it here. I've got to create it here.
Do you get that sense of connection by hosting Zoom events?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, I do too. And I also want to get out of my house and go like actually hug you.
Yes.
Yeah.
The beachpreneur stuff that Nicole and I do, it is business focused, but the magic is in, you know, the cooking together and going out to eat together and adventuring together. And I love that. I love that part of it all.
Yeah.
Which is hard to do on Zoom, but sometimes we still make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I've done some interesting things on Zoom. I've helped people that have maybe a more MLM focused business. They seem to be coming to me because they like the story marketing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most MLMs are not teaching people how to market appropriately. It's not working the way, you know, like pushing your stuff on family and friends and dropping messages. Yeah. That it just doesn't work. Yeah. But anyway, we've hosted all kinds of things. So oil parties for the people who are in the oils business, and facials for the people in the skincare. And we've done it all via Zoom. And it's been a lot of fun to really think about, okay, if you were in person, what would this look like? Oh, you'd give them a gift bag. So let's mail them.
Yeah.
Let's get them to the people. Right. So it's been really fun to, and I host those kinds of events too, kind of fill the gap for our need for in-person and connection with Zoom. And then be able to go and fly or travel when we're ready to do that.
Yeah. All right. One more follow-up question. When you said you were sending the second weekly email in a little meme, mm-hmm. have you created a card deck yet?
I have not.
Are you gonna?
I've been thinking about it, but I didn't know what to do.
So I have a friend. She came to beach camp this past spring and she came to coach with me for a while because she knows how to create card decks. And I'm like, we need you to teach a course because I know there is a card making course out there. And the price tag is a bit high for my market. I said, if you could create a course that comes in at this price point, I know that I could promote it like crazy. Mm-hmm. And so we decided I wanted to create a card deck.
Okay.
You know, in order to like show my people, like, look how easy it was. And because I've been a content marketer for so long, do you know how long it took me to create my card deck?
I'm sure that we have the content out the wazoo. Yeah.
It took me like 2 hours.
And so do you, here's the thing, right? I'm glad you're bringing this up. I just got a card deck sponsor for my event just this morning, and I'm really excited. So card decks have been on my mind. My memes that we develop are with a picture of me.
Yeah.
But that don't need to go on a card deck. No one needs to look at me that much.
Yeah.
So you gave me a great idea. Take the quotes that are already there and just make a new background, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So there's a, my card content, 50 cards there. I went through my intimidation crushers that I've sent to Stretch Yourself Challenge attendees. Mm-hmm. I went through my emails, and I went through my blogs, and I went, when it came to the blogs, I pulled out the quote, the thoughtful quote, and then I made a little tiny URL to bring them back to the blog post.
Oh,
so if they
nice.
Pull that card, they'll then, if they want to dig deeper, they can go to the blog post. That's about 15 of the cards, but the rest of them are just a thought, an encouraging idea for the day. And then the backside is, it's one of my doodles. Mm-hmm. I know some people do, some people go all out and every card will have its own artwork.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go that route. So yeah. It's just one of my doodles. Yeah.
How do you market them or how do you use them in your brand?
So my intention is this next, I've always created information products and run challenges. But this next year I'm going to publish Stretch Yourself Challenge as a book. Some follow-up books that are stories about how people got over their shit in order to put themselves out there. They're going to be cooperative books. And that, so the card deck will be part of that process of getting my content out there on Amazon, having a physical product.
Beautiful.
And I don't have the thing about Amazon is that I don't have any delusions about Amazon. Like, I don't know any secrets to being found there. I just know that every other medium that I've invested myself in has benefited me. And I feel good about putting it there, making it more accessible. But mostly I just want to be able to give a client the card deck as a gift.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. That's beautiful. So I think you've inspired me to do Activate Your Joy Money Connection card deck.
Yes.
With my new series that's going to launch for my videos.
That would be awesome.
So thank you. I would love to have a card deck. I love them. I have a whole basket over here on my shelf.
Yeah.
A lot of them are clients who've made them or people who've gifted them to me.
Yeah.
I love them. And I think I need one. I've been wanting one, but I just haven't figured it out. But now you sparked the idea. So thank you.
You're welcome. The thing about being a content marketer is that once you find you know who you are, and you know, you said you've really found and leaned into the personal brand that's just right for you, that creates what you want in the world. Once you've got that rhythm, then there's every so often, there's just another medium to dive into. And it's usually fun and easy.
Yeah.
This will be fun and easy for you. I'm pretty sure of it.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Awesome. Well, Shannon, thank you so much for making the time. I'm so glad I got to talk with you today. I'm going to put links to your website, mshannonhernandez.com, and links to your event. Is there anything, you know, for people who find this, you know, how people listen to podcasts, you know, 6 months, 2 years later, for someone who's like, oh, I missed the event. There's always another event. But what thought do you want to leave people with?
You know, my main thing is for entrepreneurs, especially, you can be 100% profitable. You can be profitable by staying 100% true to who you are. And this is a message that's loud and clear in my brand. I give you permission, if you hate writing, to stop writing. If you don't want to do video, don't do it. Take the content personality quiz on my website. You'll know real fast what you're already good at, so we can just hone in on that and get you making money in your business. And not coming out of alignment, because that's where so many things happen that we don't want to happen. So that would be my message, is that joyful marketing is available to every single person who's looking for a different and better way to get results that feel really good.
Thank you, Shannon. That was fantastic. Hey guys, you're back with Kelly, wrapping it up. I enjoyed talking with Shannon, loved getting to know her. I look forward to getting to know her more in the future. Maybe we'll meet up at an event someday. I'd love to meet you at an event someday. Come on back to the website for show notes, lovepeoplemakemoney.com. Look for Shannon's smiling face in the podcast category, and you'll find links to her website, links to her event. And of course, links to everything I have going on. Exposure and Profit in Atlanta, Georgia is coming up in October. From this recording, it's just about 5 weeks away. I'm so excited. This is my 6th year hosting Exposure and Profit. I have an amazing speaker lineup. You're going to make friends, find people to work with, learn from, JV with. You're just going to take home awesome new friends. I do every year. So check that out at exposureandprofit.com. And then if you're looking ahead into winter, I'm going to start thinking about the Beachpreneurs events. These are the events that Nicole Dean and I host for women. We have Beach Condo the first week of February. You can come spend a whole week with us on the beach. We have Beach House coming the first week of March. There's one bed open in that event. It's otherwise fully packed. And then there's Beach Camp on Daytona Beach the first weekend of May. So many great opportunities to get together, hang out, make friends, and grow your business. Come on back to the site, check them all out. And hey, you know, I have a Facebook community. If you search for Love People and Make Money on Facebook, you're going to find the Facebook page, but you're also going to find the community. And this is open to anybody who loves talking about content marketing and community building. And what I want you to know about my community is that I don't have a lot of stuffy rules. I really want you to jump in and get involved, start conversations, ask questions, share content that you're proud of. Yeah, I actually welcome links. I don't understand Facebook groups where the leader says, you know, no links, no self-promotion. It's like, what? What? We're content marketers. Promote all you like. The funny thing is, there's no spam in my group. There never is, because sharing content you're proud of is not spam, not by any definition. So come on over. Look for me on Facebook. And be on the lookout for the next episode of the podcast. See you then.